Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Lexi from ADX Digital. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what are we talking about today?
Today, we're taking it back to the basics. I like to do this the first Monday of every month, but last Monday, you know, was the holiday. So today, we're actually just going to go back to the basics. What is digital marketing? How can we measure it? What are some advantages of digital marketing? And also touch on some of the products that we have to offer here at ADX Digital.
Okay. So what do people need to know?
Well, so overall, what is digital advertising? If it's your first time tuning in, you know, you may not understand what we mean by digital advertising. You may think, oh, that's just putting ads on our station websites, which that's not necessarily the case. We actually are able to serve ads across a variety of websites and apps. And with digital advertising, another element to it is it's targeted. So we're able to choose a specific geographic area to serve ads in. And on top of that, we're also able to layer on what we call behavioral targeting. So this is going to be different types of segments that are based on people's online behaviors, their interests, and their purchasing habits. So, you know, what they're browsing online, what they're purchasing online, what sort of websites they're on, even where they're visiting, like different stores and things like that, like all of that information we're able to gather and utilize that for targeting to make sure that the digital ads are showing up in front of somebody who is a prospect of that product or service and who may be interested in seeing that particular ad.
Mm-hmm.
So with digital advertising, one thing to note is it just continues to grow. So there are, or it's highly likely that, you know, your competitors are already in the digital advertising space. There's over about 5 million businesses on Facebook that are advertising, and those are small to medium-sized businesses. If you look, you know, on eMarketer at digital advertising spend, it's up to $300 million in 2024, which if you look at 2023, it was $200 billion. So that has increased by about $100 billion in just 1 year.
And that's probably because people are using cell phones a little bit more.
Yes, exactly. So that's a big component of it. The digital advertising can serve across mobile devices. It can serve across desktops or tablets. We even have our product that allows the digital ads to serve on your connected TV. So if you're watching, you know, on your Apple TV or if you have a Roku device, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that refers to digital advertising. And about 77% of the total media ad spend in 2024 is spent on digital. So that's when you're looking at traditional versus digital. Digital is a large percentage of that ad spend. And so we're just, you know, we can expect to see it continue to increase this next year. I mean, I can't believe we're already almost through this year. It's gone by super quickly.
It has gone fast.
But yeah, so I think one thing to note is the space is going to continue to grow, and it is a really great way to reach people for a couple different reasons. One of those being it is very hyper-local, but it also can be very national. So with digital, we have the option of geo-targeting, and that's something that we layer on with all of our campaigns, but there's a couple different ways that we can geo-target, and it's up to each individual business, each individual advertiser. We can zip-target, so you know, if there's specific zip codes that the business is located in or that are surrounding zip codes to where the business is located, we can target by zip code and make sure we're just serving those ads to people who are located in that zip code. We can also draw a radius around where the business is located, and that way we're making sure we're reaching people and serving ads to people that are in, say, a 1 mile radius of where your business is located. Or we can also target by city. So if you wanted to target, you know, the city of Pensacola, we could do that as well. So we can get very zeroed in and very focused on a specific geographic area that's relevant to your business. But say, you know, your business grows and you expand outside of Pensacola, maybe into another state, maybe into Mobile or something like that, we can expand that radius, or we can expand that geo target and still serve ads to that new location where your business has grown and developed to. So it is a really great opportunity, because as your business grows, we can expand that target area and make sure that we're capturing everybody that we need to be capturing, because we can serve ads, you know, anywhere within the United States with those radiuses, with those zip codes, the cities that I was talking about. So we can get very, very specific and very localized, or we can expand it as necessary. And that's up to, you know, each individual business and each individual advertiser. But it is great to know that it is something that can grow with your business.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing with digital advertising is you get a lot of metrics and you get to see a lot of the performance metrics yourself. So, you know, the way that we measure all of our digital advertising is by impressions. So impressions are how many people are actually seeing your ad. And then we can also look at the clicks too. So this way, you know, we give our monthly reports with all of our digital advertising campaigns. So if you are a client of ours and you're running a digital advertising campaign with us, we'll give you reports on a monthly basis. And a lot of times we'll sit there and go through the reports with you, because there's a lot of data in the reports and sometimes it's hard to kind of make sense of it all. And so we like to kind of go through, use that time as time for us to sit down, measure how the campaign is performing, and discuss any changes we may want to make to the campaign. But so what you'll get to see from these reports is you'll get to see how many impressions are actually delivering, which all of our products are priced out on an impression base. And so you can see, you know, if we're delivering the actual impressions that are contracted. So that's kind of the first thing. And you can see how many people are seeing your ad. You can also see how many people are clicking on your ad. And then you can see conversions as well. So conversions are something that we call, they're essentially actions that people are taking on your website. So if somebody is going to the website and they're downloading the menu, or they're clicking, you know, a button to buy tickets, or they're visiting the services page, all of these different actions are things that we can track through a tag that we would place on the website. So with these conversions, you're really kind of getting a sense of what people are interested in, where the users are kind of gravitating to on your website. So it really kind of tracks that interest and the activity on your site. And so with these monthly reports, you're going to get to see all of that data, in addition to, like, you'll get a website and app breakout. So with our digital ads, since they're serving across a variety of websites and apps, you're going to be able to see where the impressions are serving and what websites those impressions are serving on. And so, you know, one thing we like to call out with all of our campaigns is the importance of serving ads to the user itself. And so what we're trying to do is we want to capture where that user is and where they're browsing, regardless of what website or app they're on. And how we do that is we layer on that targeting, those targeting capabilities and those targeting segments. And then wherever that person is browsing is then where we're going to be able to serve them the ad. So that's just something to keep in mind, is we like to follow the user and where they're browsing. We don't like to target, you know, like a specific website, because it's more important that we're reaching that user wherever they're browsing.
So if something's working really well, you would do more of that.
Yes, exactly. And then we can also do, so a creative performance breakout is another thing. So if you're running a couple different creative, you can see which of the creative is garnering more of the clicks, and that can kind of be used as some insight as to maybe we need to make some adjustments to the other creative. So there's a lot of different insights that you can see in these reports, and a lot of this is going to help you understand, like, what the user and your customer base is most interested in seeing on your website. If you're getting a lot of clicks to your services page versus, you know, another page you have on your website. So that just kind of helps you to understand, you know, where the interest is and kind of guide that user interest when you're kind of looking at those reports with us. But I do like to think of that as one of the advantages of digital marketing, because you do get a lot of data just by running those digital ads. You'll get to see all of this activity on your website. You'll get to see how many people are seeing the ad and clicking on the ad. And we also use click-through rate as a measure of performance as well, and that's how many people are clicking on the ad that see the ad. So it's kind of that proportion of clicks to impressions, and you know, we have a benchmark, and so, you know, as we're talking through the performance with you, we'll make sure that we're calling out the benchmark and that we're X amount over benchmark, and You know, all the click-through rates will be different for each of the lines and the different strategies we're utilizing as well. So that's something that we can kind of analyze. But, you know, it is a very, I would say, it's an advantage to be able to see all of this data. And we do like to provide these monthly reports to all of our clients and make sure that we have the time to go through with them in person every month as well. One other thing with digital marketing is to make sure to diversify your media mix. So what I mean by that is to utilize all of the different digital platforms and products at one time. You don't necessarily just want to choose one product and run with it. A very important part of digital is going, or really any campaign, is to have that frequency and just to make sure that people are hearing your ad multiple times. Because, you know, someone's not going to remember your brand if they only hear the ad once. You know, they have to hear it multiple times. It kind of has to be top of mind. For a lot of advertisers, the products and services are not something you would buy right away. So you do need to kind of have that frequency so that you are remaining top of mind when it comes time for somebody to purchase your product or your service. And so with this diversifying your media mix, you're going to get that frequency because you're going to be able to be utilizing different products and reaching people while they're on different platforms. So if you run, for example, like our online audio product and you're reaching people while they're on audio apps or gaming apps, and then you also run our mobile conquesting product, which reaches people while they're on their mobile devices, wherever they are. So when they're on the go. And then you also run our OTT or over the top product, which is going to be serving ads into people's connected TVs. So that's going to be your Apple TV, your Roku devices, things like that. Then you're going to get them when they're at home watching that video content. So that way, you know, you could have the potential of reaching somebody multiple different times on these different devices that they're on. And so that frequency is really, really going to help, you know, get that brand awareness out there and help people to remember your brand. So that's just another thing to keep in mind when it comes to digital advertising, is you really want to, if you can, diversify your media mix and run a couple different products. Even though, you know, there may be some overlap with the audiences, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because you will get that frequency and you will get that consumer who's going to hear your ad and your brand name multiple times, and then they're going to remember you when it's time to purchase that product or that service.
And either you or the ADX team would help them narrow down which platforms make the most sense?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so what we do, we like to have a client capabilities meeting is the initial meeting that we'll have with a prospect, and we'll talk through what that audience looks like. We'll talk through what the goals are of the client. And based off of that, we'll kind of narrow it down to probably like between 2 to 4 products. And then we'll be able to have another meeting where we formally go through a more tailored pitch. We've picked some more specific targeting segments that are relevant to that client for each of those products that we've also selected. And then from there, they can kind of decide, you know, which of those products they would like to move forward with. And then we kind of develop the campaign from there. So with the different products, we'll kind of get into a little bit now of some of the products we do offer here at ADX Digital. So I know I've mentioned this one a couple times, but our mobile conquesting product is serving ads to people's mobile devices. So that can be a display ad, which is going to be a standard static banner. You'll get a couple different sizes of that, and we at ADX Digital here can help to build that banner. If you don't have any banners already built or any creative services on your end, we're happy to build that banner for you and make sure that we're incorporating all of the feedback and all of the necessary elements that you want in that banner. So we can work together on that. With mobile conquesting, you also do get a video ad. So if you have a video ad you'd like to run, we can incorporate that into the product and the campaign as well. So, and then one of the things that we do with mobile conquesting a lot is called geofencing. And that's actually drawing a specific radius around a specific location or a specific business and serving ads to people while they're in that specified area. So you can do this, for example, if you're a restaurant and you want to reach people who are maybe visiting on the beach and just be like, hey, my restaurant's here. You know, if you're looking for somewhere to eat, we can draw a couple different geofences down down the beach so that we're reaching people who are staying on the beach and let them know that your restaurant's there. And maybe if they're looking for somewhere to eat, they'll see that ad and they'll come on over. We can also do that with downtown, for example. So, you know, especially with the holidays coming up, there's so many like parades and things and the tree lighting and stuff that happen downtown. And so if you're a restaurant located downtown, it could be a great strategy for you to actually geofence the downtown area so that anybody who is downtown for one of those events or downtown Christmas shopping, things like that, you can serve people an ad while they're actually downtown. So maybe they're shopping, they're getting hungry, they're starting to look for somewhere to eat, and then they get served your ad and your restaurant's, let's say, you know, 0.2 miles from where they are. They can just walk on over and have dinner there. So that's kind of another way to utilize geofencing. Some people use it competitively and they like to reach or draw, they like to draw the radiuses around businesses that are their competitors so that anybody who goes into their competitor's store will get served their ad. So there's a lot of different ways to utilize geofencing. And that is one of the strategies that we can offer. We do it a lot with our mobile conquesting product, but it is a strategy that we can offer with some of our other products as well. I will say with the mobile conquesting product, though, with geofencing, you actually get to see where the impressions are serving within those geofences. So that's something unique to mobile conquesting. You don't get to see that breakout with some of the other products if you were to run geofencing.
And talk to me a little bit about keeping the message simple when people are seeing those ads.
Yeah. So with an ad, and like I said, we're very happy to help develop the ad here at ADX Digital. You don't want a ton of words on the ad. The simpler, the better. I think, you know, there was one thing that I saw where you don't want more than like around 5 words on an ad. So you definitely want to have a pretty strong image on the ad that really draws people in of the product or of the service. You know, sometimes too, if you see people in the ads, that's a very compelling ad because it kind of people see that kind of relation and to themselves and draw the relationship to themselves sort of thing. So like the people in an ad is a good thing. Dogs in ads perform really well as well. Sorry, excuse me. So you definitely want a strong image in the ad. You want to have a strong call to action. So the call to action is going to be essentially the button on the ad, and you have to have some text on top of that button calling the user to click on the ad because all the ads will click to your website. So you want to, on that ad, call them to take an action, whatever that action may be. Sometimes it says learn more. Sometimes it says buy now. Sometimes it says shop now. So it's typically 2 strong words like that that are just very clearly telling the user what you want them to do and what action you want them to take. So you will always have, you know, that call to action button on the ad, and that needs to be strong as well. And then you'll want, you know, your brand name, you'll want your logo on there. And then when it comes to the actual text on the ad, that's kind of where you want to limit it a bit. You know, you don't want a ton of text on there. If you have some specials going on or some promotions, that's a good time to call out, or that's a good place to call out those specials that are happening, because people love to see a good deal. So overall we have, and you have to keep in mind too, when designing the ad, there's going to be multiple different sizes. So for example, you have a big size that's going to take up essentially the entire screen of your mobile device, and that's our 320 by 480. But then you're also going to have some smaller, skinnier banners that are just going to be the leaderboards you'll see on the top of your mobile device that are going to be much smaller. So, you know, you don't want to put a ton of content on there because those smaller ads, you're not going to be able to read a ton of the text if you have just a ton of text on there. So just being mindful when you're designing the ads that less is more, and there will be multiple different sizes to the ad as well. So to just keep that in mind. So with mobile conquesting, that's one of our products that we have here. We also have some other display products. So like our standard display ads product, which will run a lot of the same ads as mobile conquesting. But the difference with display ads is you actually will run cross device. So instead of just running on a mobile device, you can run across a desktop and a tablet and a mobile device as well. And the advantage to that is just being able to, you typically get more conversions on desktops. So people are more likely going to be researching and browsing and taking actions on websites when they're on their desktop or tablet versus their mobile device. And so when you run our cross-device display, you typically will see a higher number of conversions than you would see with our standard mobile conquesting product, since that's just on your mobile. Some other products that we have, so we also have some social media. We have Facebook and Instagram, so those are going to be ads, display or video ads that are going to serve throughout Facebook, whether it's in the feed, whether it's in Marketplace or Messenger, the stories as well. These are also going to serve on Instagram. We also just got TikTok. So TikTok allows you to run ads on the TikTok platform. And with TikTok, you actually don't need a business account to be able to run ads in TikTok. So that's an advantage. With Facebook or Instagram, you would need an account to be able to run the ads. And with TikTok, you know, there's a lot of Gen Z. The largest demographic of people on TikTok right now it's about 63% of Gen Z. So if that's your audience, you know, TikTok is going to be a great place to be. You can run video ads. Typically, the shorter, the better, because a lot of the ads on TikTok or a lot of the videos on TikTok are very short. So you kind of want to match that format. But you can also run a carousel ad if you don't have video, which is just going to be a couple still frames that you'll be able to scroll through. In addition to social media, we do have Social Mirror, which is different. This actually is our highest sold product, and this allows us to take an ad from one of the social media platforms and serve it across websites and apps. So it's not serving on the social media platform. It's actually serving on websites and apps, but it looks like a social media ad. So it's a little bit tricky. But the good thing with Social Mirror is it clicks to your social media page. So you drive traffic to your social media page as well as your website. And there's also a bunch of like engagement buttons on the ad itself, just like a regular social mirror post or social media post. So you'll see like the like, comment, and share button. So there's a lot of different engagement opportunities with the Social Mirror product. And it does have those multiple click out opportunities as well, which is different and unique from a lot of the other products that exist. And then from a video standpoint, we do have over-the-top ads, which are going to be your video ads that are streamed through internet. And this is going to serve 100% on connected TVs. So that's, again, going to be like your Apple TV, or if you have a Roku device and that's how you're streaming all of your video content. Say you have the ABC app and you're watching American Idol. So an ad can actually serve before or during the show that you're watching. And so that's going to be our over-the-top offering. But we also have just standard video ads, and those video ads will serve across desktop, tablet, and mobile. So these just won't serve on your connected TVs, but these can be 15 to 30 second ads. Let's say, you know, you're on ESPN watching sports highlights and you see an ad that plays before that. So that can be an example of our video ads product. So we've got a lot of products here at ADX Digital, and we're definitely happy to help you if you want to reach out.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.